right into Christmas numbers on holiday shopping. From Washington, D.C. today, I'm David Brancaccio. Given the economic expansion that never dies, one would expect growth in holiday spending to have gone up more this year. The fresh data is from MasterCard now, with retail sales up 3.4% this holiday season, a calculation that includes both in-store and online shopping. Many a Thursday, we consult Diane Swonk, the chief economist at Grant Thornton. I think we can still say Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So what do we make of these retail sales figures? I mean, the headline is they went up 3.4% this season, not from a very high base. Let's reflect on last year at this time.
Well, remember, last year at this time, the consumer actually pulled back. They disappeared for an entire week during the height of the holiday season because they were afraid of everything from a trade war, a government shutdown, and the Fed had just raised rates yet another time. Markets were crashing. It was really a turbulent period. So we should be doing well relative to a year ago because year ago base is so low.
Online sales this year, gangbusters, up 19% compared to the year earlier. But if you go into a brick-and-mortar store, it was up just 1.2%. I mean, it's essentially going backwards.
Exactly. And one of the key issues in the brick-and-mortar stores is that they're actually down from a year ago on what we're seeing. The big-box discounters are up, and they're accounting for some of that grab in market share as well. We're also seeing things that aren't traditional Christmas spending this holiday season. The automakers have a lot of inventories, are offering record incentives right now to go buy a vehicle. They're also very expensive, so you need those record incentives to sell the vehicles. But people are buying big ticket items because they also bought homes recently. So they're filling their homes, entertaining at home, and doing a little less of the gifting that you typically see during the holiday season.
That is Diane Swonk. She's the chief economist at Grant Thornton. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
On this day after Christmas, people take their gifts back. But there's a reason that retailers often don't mind. Marketplace's Nova Safo explains.
After Christmas, sales will be in full swing today, and for some retailers, they'll be more crucial than others because of how they did during the Thanksgiving to Christmas shopping season.
The sense I'm getting is that brick-and-mortar retailers are not going to beat expectations.
New York University Business School professor Arun Sundararajan says that's because online shopping is cutting into sales. Brian Eisenberg of the retail consultancy Buyer Legends is keeping an eye on stores that did not get a big share of shoppers' attention early on.
I expect to see really, really big sales for them to kind of do a Hail Mary.
That's because after Christmas is a final chance to capture holiday dollars. About half of us are expected to return unwanted gifts.
And while you're in store, they're hoping to capture sales. You know, we know this is the quarter they have to make it.
The National Retail Federation expects U.S. consumers will spend some $730 billion this holiday season, up about 4% from last year. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
And I know you care because you must be in the market. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the number of home sales this year, where the selling price is $100 million or more, went up in 2019. There were six deals, including hedge funder Ken Griffin's New York penthouse for $238 million. Wow, a new decade is just days away, which means time is running out to support Marketplace and make it count for this year. Any donation makes you a Marketplace investor and a partner in our mission to make people smarter about the economy. And don't forget, if you give at least $60 or a monthly donation of $5 or more, you'll get access to our 2020 Ask Me Anything virtual event series. Find out more and donate at marketplace.org. Thank you. During these short early dusk days in the Northern Hemisphere, there's something especially cool about neon. In Vegas, there's a neon sign museum they made out of what was once a graveyard for old neon. And in Montreal, there's an initiative to save neon commercial signage, Emma Jacobs reports.
A few years ago, Matt Sorr learned workers were taking down the marquee from a deli where Montreal musician Leonard Cohen used to hang out, Ben's Restaurant.
I rented a van, grabbed a bunch of willing grad students, and we trucked on down there and picked up everything we could.
The Concordia University professor says he was seeing more and more vintage signs disappear from city streets, the victims of changing tastes, business turnover, and new zoning laws. But he was able to save the oversized letters from Ben's restaurant. They now hang in Concordia's journalism building, part of a growing collection. The Montreal Signs Project also includes an 8-foot-high neon dragon from a Chinese restaurant.
It was my job to pull out all the old nests and mummified pigeons and old tools that had gotten in there.
And the 5-foot-high letters from a closed family-run supermarket called Warshaw.
You can see now running, what is that, 40 feet, 60 feet down the corridor.
These big, loud, neon and acrylic letters aren't works of high art. Still, says Bill Kovacevic, who's been in the sign-making business since 1964.
What you see there involved a lot of craftsmanship.
He volunteered to help restore the Warshaw sign. The project has no budget. Signs have all been donated. Kovacevic says he's glad to help save them.
Signs reflect the commercial history of a community.
And of techniques used to build signs by hand that have now been computerized. Matt Sore says that's resulted in less variety in the style of signs, and chain stores have replaced many local businesses.
And all those factors lead us to a more homogenized landscape where, yes, the signs are more modest, but the signs are also much less interesting.
Sore says this free mini museum is one way to at least preserve some of the signs that lit up Montreal's storied commercial past. In Montreal, I'm Emma Jacobs for Marketplace.
And things you learn on Marketplace. Applying electricity to neon makes red, argon purpley. Krypton, atomic number 36, is greenish. We say neon so you don't have to carry around a periodic table when you're looking for a late-night diner. In Washington Today, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.